It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The state legislature will likely vote today on a bipartisan deal to spend down most of the state's multi-billion dollar budget surplus.
The roughly $1.8 billion spending plan puts about $610 million toward K-12 school funding, aimed at lowering property taxes and increasing special education reimbursement.
The bill includes more than $850 million in direct payments to income tax filers. It also eliminates state income tax on tips and some overtime pay.
The Joint Finance Committee moved the bill forward yesterday with all Republicans in favor. It could be on the governor's desk by next week, but it has drawn criticism from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
I spoke this morning with Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
You have put education spending front and center. Going into this deal, what was your number one priority, your non-negotiable issue?
I would say it was around, you know, we did several things, but certainly around our schools and in particular finding ways to get more special education money that really was kind of fell off the truck last time around. So primarily around special education money, and that's where we ended up, and that's what we ended up with.
What did you have to give up in this deal to achieve that?
Well, certainly the other side wanted to take some take some of the surplus and return it to people because they believe, and there's some accuracy to this, that the people of Wisconsin are struggling with all sorts of bills and other financial reasons because of the what's going on in Washington D.C. and so that was the entirety of the conversation. Really, it was long term, but back and forth. But it's those two areas.
This was months and months of back and forth, and you know, thinking back to yesterday, to the press conference, Representative Mark Boren saying this is a big, beautiful bipartisan agreement. Over 80% of this bill is sending money back to taxpayers. Do you feel like you had to give up too much in this? Was this compromise more for Democrats than Republicans?
No, it was good for everybody. Well, frankly, it was good for schools. And that's what I think it's critically important. Since I've been governor, we've been working really hard to get the adequate resources for our schools, and this was a big help. I've been around schools for the last gazillion years, but in particular the last 2 or 3 days, and people are excited. I mean, this is an expectation that superintendents had. Every superintendent that I talked to, every principal, every special education teacher, it's just like, we have to get this done. This is really important. Is this the end all, the be all? No. And frankly, on the Republican side, is this the end all, be all? Also, the answer is no. So I think it was a good compromise, but I can tell you from my vantage point, the people in the schools that do the work, frankly, not the legislators, the people that do the work for kids, think this is a really good idea.
All three of you leading the charge here, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue, and you will be leaving your positions at the end of your terms. Do you feel that contributed to you being able to reach a compromise ultimately?
Not from my vantage point. I mean, this isn't about a swan song for me, and I certainly didn't sound like it for the other two also. It's just that we had work that was not done in the last budget, and this is an opportunity for us. The fact that all three of us are leaving the stage in a while, from my vantage point, is not an issue.
You have received pushback here in recent days since you announced this on Monday. Some Democrats are criticizing it, saying they won't vote for it. We've heard from Democratic candidates for governor, Senator Kelda Royce. We've heard from Representative Francesca Hong, as well as Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein, who called the deal expensive. What would you say to sway their vote?
If they believe this is expensive, then they're dreaming. This is not expensive. This is just a move forward. This is not an expensive effort. And, you know, as I said before, none of those three, I don't believe, or four, I don't know how many you mentioned, talk to any school people that I talk to. And, you know, it's interesting to me that we think that putting our schools into a precarious situation, like without this money, and that's a good thing for kids. If I was running for office, and I'm not, that would be the last thing I'd want to, you know, give that message that, oh, jeepers, this isn't good. This is too much. This is too much. We've been complaining for months or for years that we haven't had enough money for our schools. So, you know, they're not going to change their mind. Obviously, they've got things to do and other things that are more important. But if they think running against money for schools is a really cool idea, I'd say that's a really stupid idea.
But is it kicking the can down the road, in the words of Representative Deb Andraka yesterday in Joint Finance, on education funding?
Why would that happen? Why would that happen? We're giving money to schools. Is it the end all, the be all? Hell no. But it's a step in the right direction. It's going to keep many of our schools afloat for the time being. Yes, it would be wonderful to solve all these problems in one day. But this is a huge help to our schools, and for people to think, well, it's not enough or it's too much. It's enough to get us by. And I think that's important. And it's a step forward. I mean, when superintendents tell me that they were going to run in the red this next year, and this will keep them from doing that, we need to do this.
We're talking with Democratic Governor Tony Evers about a $1.8 billion bipartisan deal to use some of the state's large budget surplus. Governor, are you putting new leaders in a bind by spending down the state's surplus now, especially with an uncertain economy?
No. The answer is no. They're leaders for a reason. They have to be able to figure this out. And we also know that we're tracking in the right direction as far as what the Department of Revenue has told us. We're getting more money in than we anticipated. So the idea that somehow this is going to empty the piggy bank is ridiculous. This is a small amount of money that we're setting aside for schools, period.
Earlier on in the negotiations, Republicans had insisted that any deal include the elimination of your 400-year veto from 2023 that authorized school districts to raise property taxes to bolster their budgets. And this deal before lawmakers would not get rid of that partial veto. How were you able to keep that intact during negotiations?
Well, apparently they didn't want it to happen, and so they left it go.
Looking at the income tax rebates, delivering $300 to individuals and up to $600 to couples filing jointly on their taxes, you know, given inflation is now at its highest rate in nearly 3 years, do you think the size of these rebate checks will make a difference?
Well, for me, and I think it will make a difference. Do I think it's, again, the solution to all problems? No. I mean, certainly the federal government isn't doing anything to minimize that. And so almost every day, the federal government's doing something that's costing people more money. So I think it's enough? No, but I think it's a reasonable approach. And it's something that I agree to. But the main thing here is, for me, is making sure that our schools get the resources they need.
How much of a difference will the $610 million make for schools in Wisconsin?
Huge. When I hear superintendents telling, and principals and special education leaders, it is a huge issue. Now, is it going to solve the problems? No. When I talked to the School Board Association last spring, after last budget, I promised to them that we would get the money for special education, and I have delivered but they wanted, they gave me a standing ovation. So I think they thought it was a pretty good idea. And I'm hopeful that the Democrats and the legislature will understand that.
The November midterms, they're right around the corner. Does it concern you at all that you've given Republicans something to run on? Or your office said Senate Republicans pushed for these direct payments to taxpayers. And on the campaign trail, can they now say to constituents, vote Republicans, we got the job done?
Or the Democrats could say, vote Democrat, we've helped our schools. It's a wash. But if we don't get this done, it's going to make things much more difficult for our Democrats, in my humble opinion, to say, yeah, we could have helped figure this out, but we're going to wait a year and a half and then maybe we can help you. My job has always been to make sure that our schools get the resources they need. And this is a step in the right direction. And frankly, if they're going to vote against it, I think it's going to make it more difficult for them to be reelected.
In our final moments together, you know, when these negotiations started, they were described as a way to address rising property taxes. Why did this deal end up focusing more on income tax cuts than on property tax relief?
Well, there was a whole bunch of money in there for property tax relief also. Some of the money that goes to schools and to the tech colleges. So we're doing all three of those. So I think we're meeting that expectation.
Governor Evers, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. And that was Democratic Governor Tony Evers. We spoke this morning about a bipartisan deal he reached with Republican leaders on Monday to spend down most of the state's budget surplus. The plan seeks to send new funding to schools, lower property taxes, and give rebate checks to income tax filers. The package is scheduled to go before the full legislature today.